This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, the number if you want to reach us here, you can bring up anything that is on your mind. Our number is 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Bonnie.
And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. But a lot of people, at least around me, have been talking about this Dr. Seuss cancellation controversy. Nobody, have you heard about this?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, they do not like him in a car.
They don't like him.
They do not like him from afar.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, just when you thought the whole cancel culture thing had gone about as far as it could have gone, they've gone after Dr. Seuss.
Mm.
And, you know, this is an author who a lot of people grew up with. I mean, who hasn't? In the last three generations or whatever, read Dr. Seuss books.
Yeah.
I mean, they were around when you were growing up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, the only thing that that strikes me about Dr. Seuss and racism is the star-bellied Sneetch.
I remember that, but I don't remember anything about it.
It was just Sneetches were some kind of critter. And there were two kinds of them that, didn't like each other because one of them had a star on their belly and the other one didn't.
Okay.
And, it was just kind of a allegory for the stupidity of racism.
Right. So teaching against racism.
Yeah, exactly.
That was the first thing I thought of too.
The star-bellied Sneetches.
I was like, they couldn't be canceling that, but you already read off the air the titles of the books and they're not canceling that specific book.
Okay, so what is happening, according to the Wall Street Journal in an article published yesterday, it looks like, six of Dr. Seuss's books will no longer be published after a recent review concluded they contained offensive images, the company in charge of the late author's works said. Now, did Seuss do his own artwork, or did they hire artists to come in and do it? I don't know a lot about
it. I don't know.
Yeah. So, you know, was he actually doing the drawings or was it somebody else doing it? Anyway, the decision won't affect Seuss's best-known works, which publisher Random House Books for Young Readers and several booksellers Tuesday said would remain available to customers. The review of the six books at issue was conducted last year by Dr. Seuss Enterprises LP, which oversees Dr. Seuss's publishing interests and ancillary areas. Well, Dr. Seuss is dead and has been dead for a few decades now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So they aren't overseeing his publishing interests. They are whatever group of people that they are that has inherited the rights to publish those books. Dr. Seuss's publishing interests clearly were to publish the books in question because he had them published at the time he was alive.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you don't have to extract too much here. We're not going out on a limb here to say that Dr. Seuss wanted these books published because he did. Now they're going against that and they're saying, oh, well, we found something that somebody might find offensive, so therefore, we're just going to stop publishing these things.
It's kind of interesting that his widow died in 2018, too.
I didn't know that. Mm. I wonder if she had somehow held off this kind of an attack. Maybe she knew this was, I don't know enough about, you know, who she was.
May well be she was the executor, and then these are the people who took over after she died.
The review, the company decided they were going to stop publishing. The decision won't affect his best-known works. The review of the six books was conducted last year, and they are the following. And to Think I Saw It on Mulberry Street. That's one of the books. If I Ran the Zoo. I feel like I've heard of that one. McGilligot's Pool. Don't know that one. On Beyond Zebra. Scrambled Eggs Super. And The Cat's Quizzer. Dr. Seuss Enterprises said in a statement that it acted because the books portray people in ways that are hurtful and wrong. Random House Books for Young Readers, an imprint of Penguin Random House, the primary publisher of Dr. Seuss's children's books, said it stopped publishing the six books in question last year at the Enterprise's behest. The titles weren't top sellers, said the publisher. The decision was made public Tuesday because it was the birthday of the late author, whose name was Theodore Seuss Geisel. A spokeswoman for Dr. Seuss Enterprises said in an email, quote, Dr. Seuss Enterprises spent time listening to our audience, teachers, and experts before coming to this decision. She said the announcement comes at a fraught moment for the publishing community, which finds itself caught in political and cultural crosshairs. Last week, Republican senators sent a letter to Amazon's Jeff Bezos asking why Amazon had removed a book about transgender issues that had been on sale on the platform for about 3 years. Amazon didn't have a comment on the letter, said it reserved the right not to sell certain titles based on its content guidance for books. Not sure what that has to do with this. Random House Books for Young Readers said it would continue to publish the best-known Seuss works, such as Cat in the Hat, Green Eggs and Ham, and How the Grinch Stole Christmas. The San Diego-based Dr. Seuss Enterprises was founded in 1993 by Audrey Geisel, the widow of Dr. Seuss. And that's the woman that just passed away a couple of years ago. The company said its mission is to keep the late author's legacy alive through partnerships that include films, TV shows, stage productions, and merchandise. He died in 1991. So, yeah, it's been 30 years since he passed away. Several booksellers Tuesday said they have no plans to remove any Dr. Seuss titles for sale, so that's good. Cass Moskowitz, the assistant manager at Books of Wonder in New York City, said we have several shelves of Dr. Seuss books and have no plans to remove them. If the depictions aren't great, sometimes things have to be retired for a reason. We learn and grow as a society, said the chief operating officer of R.J. Julia Booksellers, a bookstore based in Madison, Connecticut. And they said further, quote, we understand the issues out there, but we will have the books in stock. We have no plans to drop any of the titles. By the way, some of these books are selling for hundreds, if not over $1,000 at this point. So they may be fairly rare. Now they may be in higher demand than ever. Interestingly, yesterday my roommate came down and showed me, I had not heard about this controversy until he came and showed me the top books that were selling on Amazon yesterday, and I haven't checked them for today, were all Dr. Seuss. So the news had gotten out about this cancellation of Dr. Seuss, and people went to show tremendous support and bought, I mean, as you scrolled down the list of books that were the top sellers for the last 24 hours on Amazon, it was Dr. Seuss, Dr. Seuss, Dr. Seuss, almost exclusively.
Wow.
Which is amazing. I mean, this is a person who touched so many people's lives. For people to even spend time, parsing over these, what are relatively unknown books of his, in order to find things that they're offended by, so they can then complain about it.
Yeah, I saw amazing. One of the images they were complaining about, and it was a stereotypical image of a Chinese guy. Mm-hmm. And the thing that struck me as a strange juxtaposition is, at the same time this is going on, there's a jurisdiction that is shutting down its gifted students program because there are too many white people and too many Asians in it. Yeah, they decided that there were too many of the people in its gifted program.
So therefore, no one
white
gets a gifted
and Asian, so nobody gets a gifted program.
Wow.
And I was thinking, you know, it's kind of funny that in the name of political correctness, they're actually taking action against Asian people out of racism. And at the same time, complaining about a dated image. You know, it's a strange political correctness is a strange monster.
It's gone absolutely insane. And you know, this seems like scraping the bottom of the barrel, but it can get worse. I don't know how it's going to get worse, but inevitably I'm sure it will. And here's one of the reasons how. So it's one thing for the Dr. Seuss Corporation to say, okay, we're not publishing these books anymore. But eBay went a step further and said they will delist these books from even being listed for sale on their auction platform.
Wow.
Because, again, they're worth something now.
Now, that's getting into Fahrenheit 451 territory.
It is, and we can continue here. You can share your thoughts as well. 603-283-6160. These books aren't technically banned. But some places are banning them. eBay saying they're sweeping their marketplace to remove these items.
Wow.
603-283-6160. You can join us here on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now, or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
If you want to know the latest about Free Talk Live before we go on the air, all you need to decide is how you want it delivered. It's your choice. Visit news.freetalklive.com to receive our usually weekly news updates by email. Plus, we have a Twitter account at twitter.freetalklive.com, and you can follow us on the decentralized Mastodon platform at toot.freetalklive.com. So please follow us at toot.freetalklive.com and sign up for our emails at news.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
And stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. Your comments on the now cancellation of Dr. Seuss, or partial cancellation. But isn't a partial cancellation, you know, just almost as bad? This is really shocking, and yeah, here we are. We will continue, and you are, of course, welcome to bring up whatever you want. I do want to invite you to Bitcoin.com, though. If you are not yet, you know, you haven't yet taken the time to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin.com can teach you about it. They've got a Getting Started section. You just click Get Started right at the top of the page there, and that'll take you over to some introductory videos that will help inform you about the basics about cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, over at Bitcoin.com. Also at Bitcoin.com, they got a bunch of features, and one of them is their news site. We can get the latest news headlines about crypto. Go to news.bitcoin.com. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. It's Ian, Nobody, and Bonnie in the studio tonight. Richard is on the line in Florida watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey, how are you? I just, you know, I was born in 1970, and so my perspective on a lot of this might be different than younger people nowadays and, you know, politically correct people. But, like, we were just kids, and these books, like, I learned to read all Dr. Seuss. And, like, everybody had them, and people's moms would have them, and we would trade them, like, baseball cards. And I really feel like it's just kind of a sad day for humanity when we're going to take children's books and super analyze them and find this little obscure thing that could be magnified into something that I don't really believe that the intention was there for. And I just, I've got a 9-year-old, and I try to shield him from all this kind of stuff. And I just feel, I really don't like the road that, things are going down. I just kind of weep for humanity when I see things like this.
Yeah, it's disturbing, it's sad, and it's yet another example of how, what, you know, a creator, right? Dr. Seuss was a creator. He created all kinds of wonderful stories for people, and he got his stories out there through whatever means, you know, whichever publishing companies took him on. Who knows how many times he was rejected, because that's the old story with authors, right, is that they put their story out and the companies reject them, and then they try again, you know, 50, 100 times. They finally get it, and he managed to make it happen. And put all these books out. For whatever reason, he put these 6 books. Again, I'm not familiar with them. I would like to find some examples of what people supposedly found so racist, rather than just taking somebody's word for it or whatever. So I'm looking to see if there's like a story out there that actually sums up and has screenshots or scans, you know, of the book pages that were, you know, in question.
Right. Here.
But yet another example of where a single person's vision that was a reality gets handed over to a board of directors and just completely debased. And it's happened time and time again.
It's also another example, because I'm Generation X, okay? So it's another, and, you know, we're completely deleted from history. I mean, you know, I had spiked hair and a mohawk and, like, fought rednecks before, like, rode a skateboard. I actually, in 1985, I got arrested for riding a skateboard, had to pay a $200 fine for skateboarding. Wow. And in 1985, like, $200 was, well, you can figure out, you know, what that would be, but minimum wage back then was like $4.45 or something.
$3.35.
Oh, thank you. I'm just saying, like, Generation X, we're being deleted from history, and this is another part of our upbringing that made us who we are, and it's being deleted. And I just, yeah. I just, when I look and see what's going on, and I listen, and it seems like there's these millennials who are like, oh, okay, boomer, and like nobody ever talks about Generation X, and like, we're slowly being deleted from history. And we were actually the last kids who came home. I walked to school.
I've got to say, I've never heard anybody claim that Generation X is being deleted from history.
Well, you just did.
Well, a lot of the things that we grew up with are being deleted from history, like Looney Tunes. A lot of Looney Tunes is gone.
We walked home from school when I was in first grade. I walked home from school. I was a latchkey kid. Like, I had a key on a leather rope, and I walked to school on my own.
I did too.
Let myself in on my own in first grade. Now, if you did that, you would totally, like, you know, tanks and helicopter, you know. But, like, our generation, we're, like, kind of the last of the real Americans who were rooted in, I don't know, that 1950s bliss or something. But, and I just see this whole Dr. Seuss thing as something that's just, like, deleting more of us, you know, like our ideals. And I shake my head, and I just...
Well, you know, Richard, I appreciate you calling to share your thoughts with us. I mean, we're both technically Generation X. I mean, I'm kind of on the borderline. Nobody, you're
yeah,
definitely
I was born
Generation
in 68, so I'm definitely Generation X.
Do you have any thoughts on this, you know, what he was saying there?
You know, it's not so much us that's being deleted as our influences.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the couple generations before us. But, yeah, it's sad to see that go.
If you want to comment here, the number is 603-283-6160. I did find a story. Now, it doesn't include artwork, but I did find a story by Vox, which is, of course, a pretty hard left publication about the allegedly racist content. And so we can share some of that. But again, the details here on eBay now calling for the delisting of these books, six different books. That is, these books are going to be stopped being published by Dr. Seuss Enterprises. eBay is, quote, currently sweeping our marketplace to remove these items, said a spokesperson for the company. Hundreds of listings for the six books could be found on the platform as of this morning, though the number appeared to be lower than it was on Wednesday evening. The eBay spokeswoman said it will take some time to review seller listings and that the company was monitoring newly published listings. Dr. Seuss Enterprises LP is the group again that's behind the ultimate decision here to stop publishing these books. Now, according to Vox.com, they're going to get into the details here. Again, the books are And to Think I Saw It on Mulberry Street, If I Ran the Zoo, McGilligan's Pool, On Beyond Zebra, Scrambled Egg Super, and The Cat's Quizzer. And if you guys are listening to this, are you familiar with any of these books, and you want to call in and share about them, you're welcome to. 603-283-6160 is the number here. Well, I'll see if I can find some, you know, some artwork to see exactly what these people are talking about. But Vox.com is going to, at the very least, describe what they say is, quote, extremely racist stuff. We'll find out. 603-283-6160.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Veteran Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough is adding his voice to those supporting the sweeping stimulus bill in the Senate.
It will provide $17 billion in additional funding to VA to include at least $13.5 billion to improve our ability to provide medical service to veterans.
McDonough speaking at the White House briefing room saying veterans have been especially hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic. The close to $2 trillion spending bill is in the Senate where it will be debated for 20 hours and a vote is expected on the bill Saturday. All of the major markets ended Thursday in the red as investors fear inflation. The Fed Reserve expecting some temporary inflation to happen, but not enough to raise interest rates. The Dow losing 346, the S&P falling 51, and the NASDAQ finishing down 274. USA Radio News. A group of White House Republicans is demanding a hearing on the White House's response to unaccompanied illegal immigrant children found near the U.S.-Mexico border. Representatives Ken Buck of Colorado, Andy Biggs of Arizona, Chip Roy of Texas, all sending a letter to House Subcommittee on Immigration and Citizenship Chairwoman Zoe Lefgren of California. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says he thinks less than 50% of residents under 50 will choose to get a coronavirus vaccine. DeSantis saying, though, the state will still not require everyone to get the shot.
In Florida, we will not do any vaccine mandates. This is your choice. We're going to bring it to everyone who wants it. If you want it, great. If you don't, that's your decision.
The Dow closing down Thursday, losing 346 points to close at 39.24. That comes after Fed Chair Jerome Powell teased of possible inflation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Miss a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may dial in if you want to join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I want to say thank you to Jake Leonard, who's a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier. Jake is contributing $10 a month to the AMP program. That's what gold level is. Now, we only ask five, so Jake's doing twice the amount, so definitely appreciate that. Thank you, Jake, for supporting AMP. amp.freetalklive.com is how you can go and do that. You can sign up with a credit card, debit card, PayPal. You can use Bitcoin, BTC over at amp.freetalklive.com and get access to some perks, some benefits that other people don't have access to, like the AMP and supporters-only chat room on our chat server, our Matrix chat server, which we'll tell you more about that later. But go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. We're talking about the targeting of Dr. Seuss by the enterprise that his wife founded, and she subsequently has passed away a few years ago. But Dr. Seuss Enterprises, the corporation that exists to protect and promote Dr. Seuss, is now saying they're going to stop publishing six of his works. And that actually has resulted in, well, some bookstores saying they're going to keep selling them when they can get their hands on them. And then others, like eBay, actually sweeping through its site, deleting listings of these books. That's what's going on. And so, of course, I found myself wondering, all right, well, just how racist are these images, supposedly? What are we talking about here? And Vox.com does have a piece that's got somewhat of a rundown So we'll share that with you on the way here. By the way, tonight you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Bonnie.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts first, though. Matthew is on the line in Connecticut, watching us on our YouTube feed. Go ahead, Matthew.
Yes, Ian, Nobody, and Bonnie. I'm so glad to finally have closure. This has been like a spiritual last few days because I've been a racist person with hatred in my heart my entire life, and I always wondered, why am I like this? But the truth was, I wasn't only read the more popular Dr. Seuss books when I was just a young child. I was read the worst six of his books over and over again. And now I know. Now I know why I am like I am.
Thanks for the call, Matthew. Appreciate it. Bit of tongue-in-cheek there. I don't even know how many people have read these books. They seem relatively unknown. None of you guys have heard of these, right?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with any of them.
Never heard of them.
I mean, I don't know how many books Dr. Seuss published, but it seemed like quite a few. I mean,
yeah, it was a lot of books.
He had a large library. But here's what the story over at Vox has to say. So, for decades, the works of Dr. Seuss have been considered, his real name is Theodore Seuss Geisel, have been considered both iconic childhood classics and bastions of liberalism. They are lauded for their celebration of all that makes us different. And Seuss books, like Horton Hears a Who and The Sneetches, appear frequently in anti-racism curricula for children. In fact, you were talking about The Sneetches just a few moments ago. But in recent years, the Dr. Seuss brand name has lost some of its shine. Read Across America Day, an annual day of programming designed by the National Education Association. You know who that is?
The Teachers Union.
Uh-huh. So guess what? It turns out they had a hand in all this. So this Read Across America Day, designed by the Teachers Union, the NEA, to get kids excited to read, is traditionally held on or around March 2nd, which is Geisel's birthday. It usually features a lot of Cat in the Hat paraphernalia and other beloved Seuss branding, but when the NEA's contract with Dr. Seuss Enterprises ran out in 2018, the same year his wife died, it chose not to renew the terms, leading to a lot less Dr. Seuss merchandise getting distributed to different schools. And this year, the NEA has pivoted away from Dr. Seuss entirely. Instead, it's using Read Across America Day to spotlight children's books by authors of color.
Huh.
So, do you think the fact that the National Education Association, that had what sounds like a major contract with Dr. Seuss Enterprises, pulling out of their agreement, not renewing the agreement, had something to do with Dr. Seuss Enterprises taking a closer look with a more fine-tooth comb at the library?
Well, it could be. It's also, I wonder if there was some kind of a quid pro quo at work where it was like, well, you know, we're not really crazy about these books, and so if you take these ones out of your catalog, maybe we'll take another look at Dr. Seuss next year or the year after that.
We might, right? Mm-hmm. Come back and take another look.
I think the weirdest part about this is that there's some kind of an organization put together that decides what books children read. Like,
You mean the National Education Association?
Why don't schools decide by themselves, like, hey, what kind of books do you guys want to read, kids? It's weird that there's, like, three children's authors.
Because schools aren't independent, right? Schools are all part of the government, except for, you know, certain private schools. But, you know, the National Education Association is the union of teachers at all the government schools. Now, I don't know what the rules are per school or per county, per school board. There may be different rules as far as do the teachers have to join the NEA or do they have the option to not join the NEA? Because a lot of times with unions, there's like a mandate. When you join a certain industry, you have to join the union or else, you know, you're on the outs, basically. You won't get the job or you'll only be a part-time substitute teacher or something like that. So I don't know. I bet you it does differ by county, like certain southern counties probably are different than, you know, the Northeast or whatever. But either way, the National Education Association is a major influence over all things teaching and government. I mean, basically, if you don't have their support, It's very hard to get anything done. They've got a lockdown. Right. And that is not good for freedom. As you pointed out, the schools can't probably make their own choices because they are all union. And, you know, breaking away from the union usually gives, there's consequences for that, right? They send in thugs sometimes if you try to break away from the union.
Yep.
Now, I don't know what the National Association or the National Education Association might have done in the past. I certainly don't have, I've never followed, you know, whatever it is that they do closely. But I've certainly seen their name pop up from time to time. And it's always in regards to pro-government, you know, propaganda, shoving it down students' throats. So the only way that each school or each teacher would be able to make those decisions for themselves is if they were to break away from the NEA. And that's just not going to happen. Not going to happen while there's a government school in place, at least.
Yeah, I'd think not.
603-283-6160 is the number here. So going on here with Vox.com, they say that Dr. Seuss Enterprises, again, has ceased publishing six of these books. Notably, in If I Ran the Zoo, the narrator declares his intention to put a chieftain, illustrated as a man in a turban, on display in the zoo. A pair of African characters are portrayed as monkeys, and a group of Asian characters are described as, quote, helpers who all wear their eyes at a slant from countries no one can spell, unquote, carry a caged animal on their heads, the Asian characters. The other books contain similar Orientalist caricatures. Other questionable imagery runs throughout Seuss's work, including some of his most beloved classics. And outside of his children's books, in his career as a political cartoonist and advertiser, Seuss frequently drew racist caricatures and used racial slurs in his captions. So as the children's literature community grapples with how to make its canon more diverse and inclusive, Dr. Seuss has come in for particular reexamination. These books have become a case study of sorts for what to do with brand name authors as the social context surrounding their work shifts. Or more specifically, what do you do with a set of adored classics that explicitly promotes values like tolerance and love for everyone, but are also seeded through with racist ideas? So, is it racism to, you know, have Orientalist caricatures?
To me, that all sounded racist.
Or is that just stereotyping, you know, is that racist?
You said African characters as monkeys. That's racist.
That's probably racist.
That definitely sounds racist. I don't know. I'd like to see the images in particular.
And they don't include them in this story. 603-283-6160. If you've got links to those images, we'd love to see them. Pop them in our chat room. There's more coming up. It's free time.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. So we're doing some comparison here in the studio because we did find an article. I found thequint.com, which actually has examples, at the very least, from the If I Ran the Zoo book. Now, I have not yet... I have not found the other... Okay, here's one from... And to think I saw it on Mulberry Street. So we'll get into it a little bit further here, because there's what Vox.com describes here as extremely racist stuff. And now there's some interesting allegations about him drawing advertisements for companies, and we'll get into that coming up here in a moment. Some of this may not be able to be defended, but just focusing on the books that were banned, one of them, If I Ran the Zoo, that's the one that I think I've actually heard of, and history says that it's the first time that maybe the word nerd was ever used, so that may be where the word nerd came from.
Apparently. Oh, wow.
It's interesting.
I'm offended.
603-283-6160. Again, you can bring up whatever you want here on Free Talk Live. But for those of you just tuning in, Dr. Seuss Enterprises stopped publishing 6 books last year. They announced now that they stopped publishing them, and as a result of that and all the controversy that has come out about it, eBay is now saying they're going to ban the sale of these books. Other bookstores are saying they're going to keep them on the shelves. And some of these books are now being bid up to hundreds, if not over $1,000. At least that's what I've heard. I've not seen the auctions myself. Apparently they haven't taken them all down yet, but that's what they're saying. They're saying they're going to do that. So just to recap here, Vox.com says, If I Ran the Zoo, a pair of African characters are portrayed as monkeys. And this was the image that we were just looking at right before we came back from the break. And I will read to you the text of the page in this book, and then we'll describe as best we can what we're seeing here. So the text says, I'll go to the African island of Yerka and bring back a tizzle-topped, tufted mazurka, a kind of canary with quite a tall throat. His neck is so long, if he swallows an oat for breakfast the first day of April, they say it has to go down such a very long way that it gets to his stomach the 15th of May. So this book is about all the weird things that the author would put in his zoo, right? If I ran the zoo, I'd go and get an African tufted mazurka from the island of Yerka, which I'm pretty sure doesn't exist. That's, you know, a fantasy island. And so this...
The plane, boss. The plane.
The bird doesn't exist either. It is essentially a bird that has a throat, you know, longer than a giraffe. It's very long. It's being carried by two characters that are supposedly the offensive characters here. And they definitely appear to be drawn as monkeys. Okay, I'll give it that.
To me, they look just like the Whos. Wait, not the Whos, the things that live on the... In Horton Hears a Who? Okay. Yeah, the Whos.
It's been a while since I've read it.
They look like the Whos. Like, they look like other things I've seen in Dr. Seuss, but they don't specifically say in the book that they're supposed to be humans. They could be just, like, little things.
They could be other creatures from the fictional African island of Yerka. Now, I could see why some people who are looking to be offended could find this offensive. If they presume, number one, that these are actually human beings, of course, you know, are there other human beings that actually appear in this book? I don't know. I don't have all of the frames. I guess there is one in another supposedly offensive page where they refer to a man in the Middle East as a chieftain. I guess there's an actual human being, but he's drawn more human-like in this particular case. He looks, you know, he's got a turban on. He's riding on the back of a camel. And there are other humans here. So we've got the Asian men. So there's another photograph with Asian men who are supposedly offensive, carrying a beast on their heads. And I've got the text here of that. I'll hunt in the mountains of Zambamatant with helpers who all wear their eyes at a slant and capture a fine fluffy bird called the bustard, who only eats custard with sauce made of mustard, and also a very fine beast called the flustered, who only eats mustard with a sauce made of custard. So he's trying to rhyme, and he used eyes at a slant to rhyme with Zambamatant, and it's true that Asians have, you know, different looking eyes. I mean, I don't see why this is racist.
To be honest, I think it's okay. I have probably like the most like unpopular opinion. I don't care if Dr. Seuss gets canceled. I don't care if nobody ever reads Dr. Seuss again. Even if somebody read it when they were a little kid, who cares? Mm-hmm. I don't really care about traditions. I read it when I was a little kid, and I really don't care if nobody ever reads it again. I think that there shouldn't be a corporation or whatever deciding what anyone reads in school. I also don't think anyone should go to public schools.
Sure.
I also don't think that if the market wants to sell Dr. Seuss books, that I don't think eBay is doing anything really wrong, but I also think they're being kind of dumb for not letting people sell it.
Well, yeah, they're not doing anything wrong in that it's their business. They can certainly decide to not sell a thing, but it is stupid of eBay to do that, because, I mean, who cares if these books are being sold? These books are collector's items, especially now that they're being, you know, depublished.
But let's say that there was no public schools.
What a wonderful world that would be.
Kids just decided, like, they didn't want to read these books because they're offensive. What's wrong with that? Like, nothing. Little Asian kids not wanting to read them? Who
nothing.
Cares? Like, there's nothing wrong with
that. But is this really offensive?
It might offend. Actually, like, I know somebody would offend.
Well, of course there's going to be somebody out there who would be offended by this.
I mean, just about anything you can find, somebody's going to be offended by.
Yeah.
Why are you offended that people are canceling Dr. Seuss?
Because, well, Dr. Seuss, I don't think, at least in the case of his children's books, I don't see this as, in, you know, as racist. At least what I've seen so far here. Now, I understand why people are saying what they're saying about the two allegedly African characters, but it's not clear that these are supposed to be humans in this particular...
Yeah, I mean, they may well be monkeys that look like monkeys, in which case...
They're just monkeys.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Now, their hair is done up kind of funny. So to describe it better, the hair of the monkey-looking characters is tied upwards. It's sort of on top of their heads and maybe like a African villager way or something like that. I mean, it's just unusual. They're just strange-looking characters in what is ultimately a very strange book. I mean, Dr. Seuss had some weird characters, right? They had a weird art style. And to say that this is supposed to be an insult towards all Africans is, I think, ridiculous. He doesn't actually insult them in any way in the text.
Mm-hmm.
There's not even a mention of these two characters. The only character that's talked about in this text on this page is this Tizzletopped Tufted Mazurka, which is, again, the fictional bird here on this page. So I would be interested to hear, you know, what black people think about this. How many black people out there are actually offended by what they see on this page? How many Asians are actually offended? Because a lot of the times when they bring up this cultural appropriation, have you heard about this term?
Oh, yeah.
Where people get upset during Halloween because somebody wants to, a white person wants to dress up as an Indian.
Mm.
Or, you know, somebody else wants to dress up as someone else who's not, you know, their race or their gender or whatever, and it's called cultural appropriation. Just trying to go out and have a good time at a costume party is now an offensive thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just absolutely ridiculous that people are so easily upset about this. And when you actually talk to some of these people in the cultures that are supposedly being appropriated, the ones that are supposed to be being upset about this, they're usually just like, yeah, whatever. Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember there was a an article about a little girl who was doing Japanese tea ceremonies.
Mm-hmm.
And
a little non-Japanese girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And somebody was busting her balls about it. And a Japanese person, woman, piped up and said, you know, I appreciate it if somebody, you know, cares about our culture
right.
and preserves that.
Yes, somebody who wants to learn about their culture.
Alone.
Right. This little girl wanted to learn about that culture.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm mostly curious about here is people who grew up with this book. Were you an Asian or black person and you had the If I Was Running a Zoo or If I Ran a Zoo book? And were you at some point shocked by it or upset by it? I mean, it just seems like standard fare for Dr. Seuss. Standard,
yeah.
Silly, cartoonish fare.
Yeah, strange-looking critters. That's what he did.
We'll continue here. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Vox has more of their leftist analysis of this. And I'll show you guys some more images as well. We'll share more with you on the way. If you want to share your thoughts, you can join us, 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.